Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. We completed chapter 10, and now we'll read the summaries of chapter 10 and chapter 11. Section A of chapter 10, this is verses 1 through 7. Understanding Krishna's unknowability, one serves him. Krishna describes that his origin is impossible to understand, for he is the source of all. That which has been created cannot independently understand its own source. One who understands this serves Krishna with devotion. Section B, the Chatura Sloki Bhagavad Gita, verses 8 through 11. Krishna describes the opulence of his position as the source of all, the eagerness of his devotees to love and serve him, and his own reciprocation with that eagerness. The essence of the Gita is stated in four verses. One, all of Krishna's opulence are summarized in text 8. By knowing these opulences as the Lord's, one can attain the realization of texts 9, 10, and 11. Two, knowing Krishna is the source of all, the devotees cannot maintain their lives without him. They thus worship him with the great desire described in text 9. Three, Krishna's reciprocation with such devotees is described in text 10. Four, the devotee's real intelligence, which overcomes the ignorance caked upon his heart by millions of births, is awarded by Krishna, as described in text 11. The Lord enters his devotee's heart, just as a bee enters a lotus flower. Section C, verses 12 through 18. Arjuna accepts Krishna's position and requests to hear more of his opulences. Arjuna refers to previous authorities and confirms that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He then prays to Krishna to know more of his glories so he can always think of him and remember him. Otherwise, as he stated earlier, Krishna will remain unknowable. Section D. Krishna's opulences, 19 through 42. In response to Arjuna's request, Krishna describes the most prominent amongst his limitless, all-pervading opulences. After naming 82 opulences, Krishna summarizes by explaining that these opulences simply indicate his glory, for he pervades and supports the entire universe with a mere fragment of his total potency. Connection between chapters 10 and 11. After hearing Krishna say in chapter 10 that he pervades and supports the entire universe, Arjuna wishes to see that all-pervasive form of the Lord. Chapter 11, section A. Arjuna's request and Krishna's description of his universal form. Texts 1 through 8. Arjuna, although acknowledging that the two-armed form of Krishna is supreme, request Krishna to show him the all-pervading universal form of which Krishna spoke in chapter 10. Krishna first describes his universal form and then bestows upon Arjuna the vision necessary to see it. Section B, Sanjaya's description of Arjuna's vision, text 9 through 31. Sanjaya describes that Krishna bestows upon Arjuna the necessary vision. Arjuna then beholds Krishna's universal form with astonishment, and he hesitatingly begins to describe what he sees. Arjuna first sees all in existence, immeasurable, with great radiance, in one place within this form, 14 through 19. Second, Arjuna sees Krishna's frightening, all-destructive Kalarupa, or form of time. Arjuna then asks this form, what is your mission? Who are you? That's in text 20 to 31. Section C, time I am, become my instrument. Verses 32 through 34. Krishna answers, time I am, the destroyer of the world. The great warriors on both sides are already slain by my plan. You can be but an instrument. Arise and fight, O Arjuna. Section D, Arjuna's prayers, 35 through 46. Arjuna, trembling, prays to the universal form. He also begs Krishna's forgiveness for having previously, in ignorance, treated the Lord as his friend. Arjuna then fearfully requests Krishna to again reveal his two-arm form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Section E. Only pure devotees see Krishna's two-arm form. Text 47 through 55. At Arjuna's request, Krishna withdraws his universal form. Text 47 through 48. He then first shows Arjuna his forearm form, 49 through 50, and finally his two-arm form, 50 through 51. Krishna's most wonderful form, his two-arm form, can be directly seen only through pure, undivided devotional service, 52 through 55. So we shall end here and continue with chapter 11 soon.